It's been 2 weeks since a forest fire started in Mendocino County. While the cause and origin of the fire is still under investigation, officials say it is now the largest wildfire in the state's history. A few lucky residents have been allowed to return to their homes to see the damage for themselves.
Firefighters did a good job. They did an excellent job.
Did you lose any kind of any property anywhere?
Properties burnt, and I understand a couple outbuildings, but we weren't using those outbuildings. Yeah, we've had other close calls, but this has been the closest, so it definitely will make you think a lot more about what you need to do.
Many residents have volunteered to help firefighters, but the potential risk from hotspots reigniting, the acrid smoke, and poor air quality poses a serious threat to the safety of volunteers.
We saw that smoke was coming out and we tried to contain it, but it is very difficult, very hot. We better wait for the firemen to arrive because we do not want it to start again. The more years go by, the hotter it gets.
Mendocino is an agricultural county and many of its residents depend on the fruits and vegetables that grow here for their livelihoods.
It affects us a lot because there are a lot of grapes, a lot of pears, and we all stop working. There are no pear harvests, a lot of fruit is lost, the grapes are burned.
California firefighters are currently battling more than a dozen fires in the state, but the Mendocino Complex fire is the largest, burning through more than 121,000 hectares. Authorities are slowly reopening zones to allow residents to return to their homes, but it may take several more weeks and some good luck to completely contain the raging fires. Arturo Martinez, VOA News, Mendocino, California.
Yeah. Perfect.